Dr. Maya.
Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Today we're going to talk about flu. It's that time of year again, right, Dr. Prather?
It is.
Flu season runs from December to February?
Well, that's the height of it. It can actually start as early as October, but really didn't hit this year. So we're expecting it more from the whole December through February time of year.
Okay.
And it hasn't really hit Indiana yet, so.
It hasn't?
No.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the flu. Is that the same thing as influenza?
It is. Influenza is more of the proper term, but the flu is certainly a good what everybody kind of knows. The big thing on the flu is, how do I know that I have the flu?
Mm-hmm. I'll go back. I like saying influenza.
You like saying influenza?
Huh? Like lasagna. It's an Italian version of flu. Influenza. It sounds like,
it seems like
city
it's
in Italy.
Cool. Yeah, right.
That you don't want to go to because you might get the flu. But, yeah, let's go over the symptoms of the flu.
All right. The big thing is people are always wondering, do I have the flu or do I have a cold? Because the influenza, as you like to call it, is an upper respiratory disease. Okay, and so it's transmitted through the air. That's why it's so contagious. As a matter of fact, someone who has the flu and sneezes, you can be 6 feet away and still catch it.
Wow.
So it's something you just backed up away from me. I don't have the flu.
But you got big sneezes.
No, I got big sneezes. Yeah, mine are 10 feet away.
Yes. So your sneezes make me, jump, hit the ceiling.
you can also get it on doorknobs and other different types of because you can actually, somebody can have the flu and kind of get some, sneeze in their hands and then open up the door.
Oh, that's a nice picture.
So, not only do you have to be careful of, being around people with the flu, but where people who had the flu might have been in contact with. Mm-hmm. And then you get in contact with it and either rub your eyes or kind of wipe your face, have an itch or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you can actually catch it that way, too. So it's something that's easily transmittable. That's why it spreads so quickly.
So how do you know if you have the flu or the cold?
Now, the biggest thing is they're both upper respiratory, but the cold kind of comes on gradually.
Okay.
It's more of a stuffy sinuses, those types of things are more involved with the cold. The flu, the way that you can tell that, because you have the same symptoms, you have the cough, you can have a sore throat, stuffy nose. But the big thing is the flu kind of hits you all at once.
Mm.
There's that I was hit by a freight train type of thing, and you have the overall pains and muscle aches, you have higher fever. So it's a much more dramatic type of a symptomatology than it is with the cold.
Do they last about the same? Or
that varies. It's not as intense for the cold, but it depends on exactly, because the cold covers quite a few different types of viruses.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they can actually last about the same length of time. Now, interestingly enough, on the flu is that you can actually go a day, maybe 2 days, before you actually start to show symptoms, and you can be contagious. During those 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Usually your contagious period lasts about 7 days, but children can actually be contagious even longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, watching out, one of the big things when they had the big pandemics of the flu, the way that they actually got that under control is that one of the things is they canceled all the big gatherings, events, mm-hmm. all that type of thing. Where can you really, get the flu transferred through? I mean, schools are a wonderful type of way to do that,
mm-hmm.
especially when you have large numbers and you're in a confined area, sporting events. Is a great way to spread the flu. Anywhere that there's large numbers of people, all you need is one to
really
start spreading.
I'd still go to the Colts game. You're not stopping me.
So you're going to, you're going to brave it.
I'm just going to keep my immune system strong, right?
Yeah. And this doesn't seem to be, at this point, a flu season that is, you know, anywhere like an epidemic or anything like that. So it's not one of the bigger flu seasons at this point, which is a good news.
It is good news.
Yeah.
What is meant by the flu season?
Well, the flu season, interestingly enough, you know, and one of the things that they've always been interested in is that it's a wintertime type of a event.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't really have the flu going through the summer. It's like I said, the height of it is December through February.
Why is that?
There have been a lot of theories, but no one's actually proven it. Mm-hmm. But the cold weather does seem to be making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that they actually look at it is the flu season is just opposite in the southern hemisphere as it is in the northern hemisphere.
Hmm.
So
does Florida have the same flu season we do?
Florida is in the northern hemisphere, so
okay.
Yes. But actually right now where the flu is the worst is actually in Florida, Louisiana, and the southern states.
So it's moving up.
It actually does have a tendency to do that.
Okay. Okay.
That's how it works.
How easy is it to catch the flu?
Oh, the flu is as easy as breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you have to do is get some water droplets from somebody who sneezed, breathe it in, and you've got the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a, you know, your own ability to actually fight it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have some people who will be exposed to the flu and not get it, and some people who won't, you know, mm-hmm. who will. And it also depends on your own immune system. One of the things that people who are more at risk are Native Americans.
Mm, why is that?
Because the flu was not something that they had here.
Mm. We brought to them.
We brought it to them. So, you know, when you're talking about Native American Indians, they were actually much more susceptible to the flu pandemics that went through and have a higher death rate.
Mm-hmm.
So
still,
it actually still is going on. Mm-hmm. So we have inherited from our ancestors the ability to actually fight off the flu. One of the things that occurred with the Spanish flu in 1918
mm-hmm.
was that it was a brand new flu virus. What they had figured out, and they actually were able to trace it and figure out, which I won't go into detail on.
Mm.
On all the chemical changes.
I've already had my geography lesson.
you know, I don't want to completely bore all the people
lesson.
Out here.
Well, right, there's probably a lot of people out there that can follow you, but I'm not one of them.
But, you know, they figured out, but the H1N1, which was the Spanish flu,
mm-hmm.
which is actually a very common flu that goes around even nowadays, was a brand new variant. And it hit people, and the reason it was so devastating, I mean, we had, there was in a lot of places in the world where 10% of the population died.
Mm.
So it was an incredible amount of panic at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, my grandmother, her first husband, actually died in the Spanish flu.
Okay.
She had it, her son had it, they both survived, but the husband actually died. So everybody knew someone who had died in the Spanish flu during that time. And matter of fact, they were stating that if it had gone another week to 2 weeks, that they felt that a lot of chaos would occur. A lot of the governments would have just shut down.
Wow.
So there have been recorded times where that has occurred and there has been a spread of the flu. And actually wiped out civilizations because of it.
You know, that wasn't that long ago when you think about it.
It really wasn't that long ago. And they actually expect a major new flu strain to come through about every 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's
something. But it's not this year.
It's not this year. It's not this year. The ones that we actually have going around are pretty basic. There are two major flus that hit us, the influenza A's, is the H3N2 and the H1N1.
Okay.
And the major one that's actually coming through at this time is the H3N2. About 90% of all flus at this point are that particular strain.
Now, when you said, you know, Spanish flu was titled H1N1, so right. Now we're at H3N2.
Well, there are actually...
There's not a chronological...
No, okay. It's just which ones that they had found and in what order.
Okay,
Yeah, the H3N2 was very similar to the Hong Kong flu that really kind of went through in 1968, which was one of the pandemics that we had.
So that's the flu they're finding for this year.
That's the flu that they're finding this year. About 90% of all the flus are the H3N2. It is one that usually can make you really sick. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be that prevalent, but that is the one that's actually showing up at this point.
Okay. Interesting.
Right, and so they're about a week behind on following it. But it is interesting just to kind of keep up with all that.
When we come back, let's talk about that, this H3N2, and should I get the flu shot?
Good question.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Meridian Health and Wellness. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Congratulations to Jamie, one of our Facebook followers, who is the November winner of a free 60-minute massage at our luxurious spa. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, you have a beautiful spa area in your office that you set aside. Beautiful four massage rooms.
Which you designed.
Oh, thank you.
I had some help.
Right? Yes. I wanted the colors in there just when people walk in that they're just their shoulders drop and they go right into relaxation. And that's what I hear.
And yeah, definitely. I've had many people say that.
So why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
Well, I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, mm-hmm. Health. Regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, mm-hmm. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. One, as you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And there are people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's mm-hmm. Reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, mm-hmm. Then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. So any type of a situation, especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Mm. And the pricing is great at our office. For a 60-minute massage, it's $59. And it can go down to $49 an hour. And this is a full 60-minute massage if you buy a package of six or more. Excellent. And then our lymphatic massage is $79. And we also do hot stone massage for $99. Well, escape the stress of life with a relaxing massage at our spa by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking about flu, and it's that time again. Dr. Prather, you know, you were talking about the flu that's going to be prevalent this season. And flu mm-hmm. season usually runs from December to February, you said. And it's the H3N2. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about vaccinations, because vaccinations have to match, right, that flu.
It does.
And so should people get a flu shot?
Well, of course, the Center of Disease Control is saying yes. However, they have admitted that there is something that has occurred with this particular strain, the H3N2, is that it has drifted.
What does drifted mean?
There are two different main... the big problem with the flu is that the influenza is it is a virus that shifts very quickly. The mechanism of the virus is the virus can't actually reproduce on its own. So what it does is it comes inside your body, goes inside your cell, and then it fools the body into replicating the virus for the virus. So we are essential to help the virus to reproduce. So it uses our transcription method to actually reproduce more viruses.
Okay.
So it there's sort of a race going on with the virus. As we adapt to that so that we recognize it and keep it from doing that, it tries to shift its genetic material so it can fool us, so it can
shifty.
Actually make it. So, yeah, I know, it's shifty. There's a genetic drift and a genetic shift. Mm-hmm. Now, whenever there's a genetic shift, that's usually when we get a pandemic because no one actually has the ability to fight it because it's changed so dramatically. Usually it's borrowed other genetic material from other critters and figured out how to really get us good.
It's evil.
Sounds, just trying to keep around.
Sounds like a movie.
And then there's something called a genetic drift where it just kind of... changes a little bit on its own, so we don't recognize it. And the H3N2 this year has drifted.
Okay.
So the vaccination does not match up with the virus this year.
Okay.
Which the Center of Disease Control has let us know. Mm-hmm. You know, the physicians that we need to, you know, if someone actually has, is at high risk for the flu, and they got the flu vaccination, and we're counting on that to actually help, that it probably is not going to be effective.
So let's talk about that. Who is at risk for the flu?
Well, the people who are at risk are the ones that are immunocompromised. Mm-hmm. So those people who have a weakened immune system are the ones who are most at risk. So anyone with any type of a chronic disease, autoimmune disease, anyone who, has HIV, older people and children. Older people have a weakened immune system. They're much more at risk. Children are more at risk. People who are obese are actually more at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who is not at their healthiest, diabetes puts you more at risk. So all those different types of things are people who are more at risk. Especially the people, majority, 90% of everyone who actually dies from the influenza with complications with pneumonia are 65 and older. There haven't been any childhood deaths at this point, but children can also be at risk, especially if they have a weakened immune system, more so than adults. So those are the people who are more at risk for the flu, and those are the ones who... should be vaccinated for the flu as a priority. Those would be the ones that they usually think about.
But they're saying that
unfortunately,
the vaccine's not matched up with the flu.
Unfortunately, there has been a genetic drift this year, and so the flu vaccine is not set for this particular flu virus. So its effectiveness is much, much reduced. Now, they're still encouraging people to get the flu vaccine because it does, there's the thought that it can actually stimulate the immune system enough so that the antibodies are ready for it. but it's not really a perfect match at this point.
Okay, interesting.
So its effectiveness has been decreased quite dramatically.
How effective are flu medications? We talked about the, you know, vaccination.
Sure. The two basic flu medications that they have out right now are the Relenza and the Tamiflu. And one of the things that can occur is that the viruses can actually become resistant to the medications also.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's sort of a race here. You know, mm-hmm. who's ahead and who's not. And we start hitting them with things, and they're actually very aware of it. Now, this year those viruses. Yeah, the virus geniuses out there who figure out how to kind of keep one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, the H3N and Two does still seem to be susceptible to those particular medications. However, you have to have those medications within the first 48 hours of actually catching it. And interestingly,
how do you know?
Interestingly, the first day you actually show no symptoms,
right?
And so, you know, it would have to be a medication that you take. Within the first day of showing symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, it's actually a waste of time. And there are side effects and dangers of getting both the vaccination and of getting the medications.
What are those?
Well, you can actually have some neurological types of things that actually occur, and there can be some immune reactions. So, you know, there are things that can actually occur on that.
But isn't that Tamiflu commercial? I love it. That giant guy that tries to fit in a small house. I guess that's how you feel, huh?
Yeah, that.
But at that point, you know, where he is with the flu, I don't know if the Tamiflu would help.
No, you have to hit it within the first, you know, within the first 24 hours of showing symptoms, actually, to make it effective. Otherwise, it's a waste of time, and you're actually having risk of other different types of things. All pharmaceuticals, if they don't have negative side effects, can't be classified as a pharmaceutical.
Well, you just watch commercials.
And you go through all the
side effects.
Side effects. So, you know, the people who are, you know, who are at risk, you know, if you're actually someone who you have a compromised immune system. You have a tendency towards upper respiratory lung infections.
Mm-hmm.
If you have asthma, you know, keeping a close eye on that because, again, you know, if you've had the vaccination, you are still, you know, highly at risk because, you know, the vaccination is probably not as effective as it normally would be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are at risk, you need to hit that with the medication within the first 24 hours of symptoms.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's something to keep in mind and something to be aware of.
Well, let's talk about the approach of the structure function model that we do here at Meridian Health and Wellness on the flu.
Certainly. And, you know, because as you're looking at the flu, there are two different types of ways to approach it. There is the disease care model, which is basically built on two different pillars. Number one is the vaccination, which is the main pillar. And then number two is the pharmaceuticals. Both of those, you know...
You're talking about the flu.
The flu, you know, on really going after it.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those do have weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one, it's not a guarantee, one, that the vaccination is actually a match.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, just because it is a match still doesn't mean that you won't get the flu. I mean, there is evidence that, you know, the reduction rate is not as significant as what we would hope for.
Mm-hmm. And you hear that. People say, I got the flu vaccine.
Anyway.
I got the flu anyway. Now, I've never had the flu shot. I know you never have.
Right.
And we've never had the flu.
Sure.
But because we approach it through the structure
function. We approach it through the structure function type of method, where we're not really going after the virus itself. What we're doing is we're actually strengthening our own system. Because, you know, as one of the things we talk about, is the people who are most at risk for the flu are those who are most susceptible. Mm-hmm. So what can
lower you, immune systems?
Lowered immune system, have other different types of conditions going on, have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, have, you know, all sorts of different types of things that are occurring that causes a weakened immune system. So what is the way that you can approach this through a structure function is instead of concentrating on the flu, concentrating on the individual, mm-hmm. you know, and trying to get the individual healthy.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about that, how we can best protect ourselves and our families from the flu. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My nephew brought home another book the other day, just burns me up. Now they want to politically correct up Christmas stories so they don't offend nobody and everybody everywhere can enjoy it. So this is a story formerly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It is now called 'Twas the Night Before a Non-Denominational Winter Holiday. Was the night before a non-denominational winter holiday, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The neutral gift sacks were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that a non-specific holiday figure would soon be there.
Healthy Lifestyles from Meridian Health and Wellness is a natural weight loss program with a proven record of success. Healthy Lifestyles is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Lifestyles is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Lifestyles program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Lifestyles provides support from a counselor and an exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help create new healthy habits in your life. The program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Map out your weight loss plan with a Healthy Lifestyles counselor at Meridian Health and Wellness. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. So we're talking about the flu. The H3N2 will be the flu for this season, which runs from December to February.
Correct? Yeah, I'm surprised it's almost 90% of all flus.
90%, okay.
Right now, so.
It blows me away how they know exactly which one and that the vaccines have to match. It's a game, isn't it?
It really is, and there's an awful lot of effort that goes into that.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how we can best protect ourselves and our family and friends. We got to include friends too, and strangers, and people
hey, you
all
on the
over
street.
The world from the flu.
We can stand on street corners and say, "Hey, are you protected against the flu?" And one of the things that is most important and is to actually have some good blood test. Mm. You know, find out what your health is.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are coming in here have no idea that they have a weakened immune system, severely compromised, unless they have tested.
And, you know, it's before the end of the year. A lot of people have reached their deductible.
Certainly.
Come in and get a thorough blood work. A lot of people are doing that right now.
Right. Probably the best test on that, of course, is the white blood cells, but specifically the absolute lymphocytes is what we're looking for.
Okay.
And it's amazing how many people have a weakened immune system on their absolute lymphocytes. And if they have that at the low levels that they're dealing with, and they are very susceptible to the flu.
What are absolute lymphocytes?
The lymphocytes are the portion of the white blood cells, the immune system, or protectors that actually goes after the viruses.
Okay.
So, you know, and I'm not going to get into the whole complication of everything, but we can actually do testing on the immune system to see how the body's ability is to actually handle a viral infection. Mm-hmm. And we have people who come in who think that they're very healthy, and their ability to actually fight the viruses is extremely low. Just like they can find out exactly which virus is going on, we can find out exactly whether your ability to fight the influenza is high or low.
Wow.
From the blood test.
From that blood test.
From the blood test. So we can check out the kids who are susceptible, people who are 65 and older, mm-hmm. and we can change the levels of that. Mm-hmm. There are very definite types of ways to treat people nutritionally, herbally, homeopathically, that can go into where we see the changes in the blood work. So it's something that's very definite, something very provable, mm-hmm. and something that can be rechecked and see what's going on.
Well, and that's what I like about what we do, too. It'd be very individual, you know. We don't pass out the same herbal for everybody that has a low immune system.
Certainly. Different people have different requirements on those ideas, on those areas, and different types of responses. Mm-hmm. So not everyone. It's just like how people get the vaccination. Some people do very well with it. It improves, you know, their ability to fight the infection. Whereas some people will have. I had a gentleman who came in who got the flu shot, and his left arm was paralyzed. Mm-hmm. You know, where he got it. We were able to. He had come in after a year, still was unable to use his arm, and we were able to get that completely reversed. Mm-hmm. Made a huge difference for him. But mm-hmm. that's a very common type of thing. And we get a lot of people who have reactions to the flu vaccination who we can actually treat and be able to get them over those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So different people have different responses. You know, mm-hmm. there isn't just a standard type of response.
We're not all the same.
Not all the
blood
same.
Chemistry,
so
same.
There are ways that as we evaluate people on what is going to be the best approach to get their immune system up, to get their system working right. One of the things that's extremely important also, not just the immune system, but the strength of the cell wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more intact and stronger the cell wall is, the harder it is for the virus to penetrate it to be able to get into the cell to actually start replicating.
Like a fort, right?
It's like a fort, and the cell wall is made up of cholesterol.
Mm.
So, you know, and there are
a lot of low cholesterol-lowering drugs.
If you start getting your cholesterol below 150 and maintain that, your susceptibility to the influenza goes right through the roof.
Mm.
So a lower cholesterol level, you know, anything below 150 means that you are dramatically more susceptible to the flu virus than you otherwise.
Because your cell wall isn't
as
fort
intact.
Isn't as strong and
right.
protected.
We also have monolaurin, which is a supplement we give to people, which also helps to strengthen the cell wall. So there are ways to. You know, how are we looking at this to help with the viruses? There's the immune system portion, there's the strength of the cell wall, there's the ability of the body to drain lymphatic tissue.
Mm.
You know, in other words, there's a lot of different types of factors on this that go into helping someone to. One, prevent getting the flu, and then also if they actually get it, how to get them over it quickly.
Well, let's talk about that. How do you work with the immune system at Meridian Health and Wellness?
Well, there are a lot of different types of approaches. One of the ways to strengthen the ability of the immune system is actually looking to the gut.
Mm.
They have been doing a tremendous amount of research on the gut and the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
The Biogenome Research Project, which was actually funded by the National Institute of Health, associated with the Center of Disease Control, and they found that the gut plays probably the most critical portion of the ability of the body to keep the immune system up. So one of the things that we do is we have different types of whey products. There's colostrum that we can give that can stimulate the body's ability to develop a good, strong immune system.
Colostrum, which is in breast milk, right?
It is actually in, yes. Mm-hmm. It's the first milk that comes in. That's what a mom gives the baby to jumpstart their immune system.
Yeah, and ours is in pill form.
And ours is actually in pill form.
I don't want to think people think that's not breast milk.
But of course, you know, we get it from specialized cattle,
right.
You know, who that can actually, we can actually utilize it really does make an immediate difference in, mm-hmm. in people's immune system. So looking to the gut, clearing out infections, we do a very, not only do we do careful analysis of the blood, but we also do a careful analysis of the gut to find out what's going on with the immune system. The other influences on that are the copper-zinc ratio. Mm-hmm. We find that out from the hair analysis, which can play a very, very huge impact on the immune system. So, you know...
Why is that? Because I know that's an issue with me.
Right, you know, because of the copper. The copper-zinc ratio is absolutely critical for the immune system. If you shift in different ways, if you're balanced, your ability to fight both bacteria and viruses is intact.
Mm-hmm.
If you get out of balance, then you have more of a susceptibility to bacteria. If you go the other way, you have more susceptibility to viruses.
It's all about homeostasis.
It's all about homeostasis, and that's really what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, as a structure function office, actually more dependent upon lab tests than the disease care model.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are looking for the balance in the system, and as we can achieve the balance, then we have homeostasis, and homeostasis is the definition of health. And the more you are in a homeostasis, the more your ability to fight off viruses and bacteria just goes right through the roof.
Mm. Well, tell me about elderberry syrup. I've been seeing that go out. We just stocked our shelves even.
Well, the elderberry has been used for literally thousands of years. It was something that the Roman physicians...
So do you think it's effective?
Sorry. The Roman physicians were prescribing it way back when, and they actually used it for the flu. It is a immune stimulator and also excellent for draining out the lymphatic tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like echinacea, people always know, well, I'm taking echinacea because I think I've got a virus.
Mm-hmm.
The echinacea does nothing for the virus itself. What it does is it's great for keeping the lymphatic system flowing.
The echinacea.
The mm-hmm. echinacea, that's one of the things. And the elderberry actually has an immune stimulator, and it also helps with the drainage of the lymphatic tissue.
Interesting. Well, when we come back, let's talk more about herbals and how they can help and homeopathics. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health. And that's based on a balance of the physiology, functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Meridian Health and Wellness, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about the flu. 'Tis the season of the flu. And Dr. Prather, you said the specific flu that we have this year is the H3N2.
That's the one that's most prevalent.
Most prevalent. Okay, thank you. We're talking about treatment. We talked about... And the disease care model, the vaccination, pharmaceuticals is how it's treated. We're talking now about the structure function approach to the flu. And I like how you divide it up. You talked about we focus on strengthening the immune system, strengthening the cell wall, which is very interesting what you talked about there, and then draining the lymph system, correct? Keeping the lymph system moving.
Absolutely. Those are different areas that you're looking at that can play a big role on, one, whether you actually get the flu, and then, two, if the flu turns into something more serious. Mm-hmm. The problem, people don't actually die from the influenza.
It's usually pneumonia.
It's the secondary bacterial infections that actually become the major problem. So even if you have the flu, if you can keep the lymphatic system draining, because it's a backup of the lymph system that makes the opportunity for the bacteria to actually accumulate, then you're not going to get the secondary bacterial infection. And once you're through with the flu, then you're good to go. So, you know, that's a big area to look at. So not only do you want to try to prevent getting the flu, but if you have it, you know, what do you do at that point? And that's one of the things that we encourage people to come in with the trying to keep them away from everybody else, but also to get the proper things that they need to actually be able to treat themselves so that they can get over it quickly.
And I liked your emphasis on lab work and diagnostics and what you can find out from that. And we were talking about being the end of the year and people have reached their deductible. This is a good overall checkup to see.
And it's a very smart idea just to find out where you are health-wise, because people don't know. I've had many of people who came in who thought that they were extremely healthy, mm-hmm. and we found serious problems. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unless you...
Those are the people that, you know, say, oh, I was so healthy, or Fred's so healthy, what happened?
Right,
you know,
right.
He got cancer, or, you know, and...
Yeah, something happened all of a sudden, and things just don't happen.
Right.
There's always a reason, there's always signs, there's always ways. If you're actually having good diagnostic tests, having the proper examinations, those things are going to show up. Mm-hmm. You know, things don't just happen. Mm-hmm. And there's always long-term warning signs beforehand if you're willing to take the time to actually look at those.
Yeah, an extensive blood work like we do should be done once a year.
At least as a minimum. That's a recommendation not just by me, but by every reputable hospital and organization and medical college in the world.
I mean, we take our cars and they put them on a diagnostic test. Have you seen their reports they give back? They're better than a healthcare report.
Unfortunately, oftentimes we take better care of our cars than we do ourselves.
Right. They have us on a regime, and you know, you get your oil change at this point, and you're right.
Certainly.
So we were talking about then treating it. It was real interesting. You talked about the colostrum and the gut, so important, the whey protein. You know, what we put in our body. I mean, I can tell when I'm not eating as well.
And one of the things is high sugar. You know, you eat improperly.
Yeah.
It does weaken the immune system. You will see definite immediate changes. So that the way that you just common sense. What are the common sense types of things that you can do to actually prevent the flu? Mm-hmm. Well, you got to take care of yourself.
Sleep.
You got to get proper sleep. You can't wear yourself out. You can't eat like, you know, Dunkin' Donuts every day and expect to, you know, be able to fight off the flu when it comes around. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to eat properly. You've got to sleep well.
Stay hydrated.
Fluid levels actually makes a very big difference on our health and well-being. Mm-hmm. Having the proper checks, making sure that trying to keep our stress levels down. Because stress will actually
cause
that.
Good luck with that around the holidays. I was managing some people at my house, putting up Christmas lights. Oh, my goodness. I got those ones that were kind of bluish. They're supposed to be white. What's cool white? It's blue. But anyway, go on, Dr. Preet.
All right, right. You didn't get stressed over that, did you?
Yeah, it's my biggest stress over the holidays, putting those...
No, careful.
Lights up.
So watching out for all those types of things. So, you know, those are all very important types of aspects of getting the flu. But, you know, if you get the flu, what do you do at that point? One of the interesting things is during the Spanish influenza during 1918, they kept statistics. And at that time, they actually had homeopathic hospitals. And the homeopathic hospitals had less than a 10% death rate from the influenza, whereas the disease care, the medical hospitals had an over 90% death rate.
So I'm wondering, where are the homeopathic hospitals?
Well,
where have they gone?
They've all been bought up. And they went by the wayside. But homeopathic is something that once you have the flu, you know, because if you've gone over 24 hours, there is the old standard combination of remedies that is still available that was so effective during the 1918 flu epidemic. And the patients that we have that, because we have that here, and people who take it find that their flu goes away much, much quicker with much fewer symptoms.
Right, and there's no side effects.
And there's absolutely no chance of any type of side effects. So it's a very effective means of getting the symptomatology down. So we do have a Flubigon, is what it's called.
and be gone.
And it
that's
is,
a homeopathic.
It is homeopathic. No side effects. It either works or it doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But the evidence on that is really quite dramatic on cutting down on the symptomatology and on cutting down the length of time of actually having the flu. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I would recommend that everybody have on their shelf as one of their medications, especially during this flu season. Mm-hmm. So if they do get it, start taking that, and they will find a very sharp reduction. All the patients who've gotten the flu who took that said that they could tell, they could actually feel a difference almost right. immediately. Mm-hmm. On their symptomatology.
And that's flu be gone.
Flu be gone. I had a wife who came in who had that. Everybody got the flu. She and her daughter were the ones who took it. Everybody else said no. And they were over it in 2 to 3 days, and everybody else had it about 8, 9.
See, those women are so wise. Right?
And the husband said, next time I'm taking the flu gone.
He's got to prove it to them.
So that is an excellent way. There are a ton of herbals that are also very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. Again, during the Spanish flu, Lomatium desiccatum. It was a herbal that the Indians had, mm-hmm. Along with several other different, but that was the main herb. But they also, the Indians who actually took that, and then they actually started to sell that to the whites, mm-hmm. And the doctors who were doing it saw a vast improvement with that. So that is also another herbal that
what
is helpful.
What is that again?
Lomatium desiccatum.
Okay.
And that's an herb that has been researched and evaluated as a good flu medicine. Mm-hmm. Olive leaf is excellent, astragalus, eucalyptus, echinacea is very helpful for draining out the lymphatic system. So there is a whole ton. We probably have about 100 different herbals mm-hmm. In our system that we can actually look at that can be helpful for getting over the flu. So, you
know,
there's a lot of variety.
And then we can check them individually.
We can actually check them individually to see how they're going to work. Mm-hmm. So besides the homeopathics, we have herbals. Obviously, vitamins and minerals can play a very big role. One of the things that if you're low on zinc, your ability to fight viruses is particularly weak.
And that shows up on a hair analysis.
Yeah, it shows up on a hair analysis. So oftentimes you can actually take some zinc and see some immediate differences on your infection.
What about spongiatus? I've been seeing that
excellent. That's
too.
That's a homeopathic, and it
cough
is
cough syrup. Like?
It is an amazing cough syrup. One of the things is that a lot of the cough syrups really shouldn't be given to children. There is a tremendous mm-hmm. amount of death rates that occur on that. They have pretty well said that cough syrup should not be used in children. However, spongiatus is absolutely safe, effective, extremely effective. It is also something that every household should have some spongiatus in there mm-hmm. because what you do is you take a teaspoon every hour until the cough stops, and it's actually a very short amount of time. So what it does is it actually stimulates the cilia in the lungs so that you can actually bring it up and get rid of whatever might be accumulating. So spongiatus, especially for older people who have if they get the flu, mm-hmm. With a cough, with a buildup of the mucus as a breeding ground for bacteria, if they can take the spongiatus, that would really keep them from actually getting the pneumonia. Mm. So, again, another
and
excellent type of way.
We sell that here,
And absolutely safe. You know, mm-hmm. if you have your 2-year-old all of a sudden drink the entire bottle of the spongiatus, you know, they're mm-hmm. going to burp, but that's about it. if they drink the whole bottle of cough syrup, you have to rush them to the hospital. They may not make it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a very dramatic difference between the toxicity level
right.
of the products.
Well, what other treatments are effective?
Well,
we have about a minute left.
Chiropractic, acupuncture, auricular, diathermy. We have a ton of different types of things that are mm-hmm. extremely helpful. The patients who actually get regular chiropractic and acupuncture care just don't get sick as often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is, you know, as you can control and bring the body back into homeostasis, no matter what way you actually do it, you are actually bringing the ability of the body to fight off whatever. Mm-hmm. So looking at the homeostasis, bringing it back into its normal balance just makes sense.
Yeah.
This isn't something that's voodoo or you know, not understandable. It actually makes more sense than the disease care model.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always. And I want to let our listeners know it is getting close to the end of the year, and if you've met your deductible, most insurances do cover the blood work. It's a good time before the flu season hits. You know, to get the blood work checked. Okay, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Meridian Health and Wellness is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. For The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.